Blog Talk Radio.
I know he will make me whole. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. All you gotta do is come.
While listening to these songs, if you realize that you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, I would be very honored to introduce you not to religion, but to a relationship. Just pray with me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me, rose for me, and you're coming back again for me. Forgive me for all my sins. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. I am saved. Welcome to the family. Welcome.
Welcome, sisters, brothers. Welcome, welcome to the family. Anyone who has taken that important step today, welcome. Anyone who has decided to turn around and said, let's try this thing again, welcome. Anyone who stepped away, anyone who just needs to repent of their sins, welcome. Anyone who just wants to praise the Lord today, hallelujah, welcome. We welcome you into the family. You're into God's family. You're into a family that God said he would hold you, he will mold you, he will make you into who he has for you. Hallelujah. Don't look at where you're at, where you've come from, and where you think that you're going, or where even man has told you that you're going. That destructive hole that they're digging for you, you do not have to walk into it. You do not have to find yourself in that pit. Welcome to the family of the Lord. Welcome into the loving arms of the Lord. Welcome to the one who is able to do anything. Welcome. Sisters and brothers, we thank you for the opportunity just to come into your homes, into your hearts. And we ask you right now to just open up your hearts, open up your minds, and let's just get ready to just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just get ready to praise the Lord. It is some technical difficulties going on, but God is God. His word will be heard regardless. So let's just honor the Lord tonight. We give him all of the praise because he's worthy. He is worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's so worthy of all of our praise. All of our praise. We thank you, Jesus. And we're just going to start by doing just that, just giving him praise, just praising him. God, I just thank you. I come before you as your humble servant and just with thanksgiving in my heart and praise upon my lips. I just want to praise you, Lord, for all that you are. Praise you, Lord, for calling me. Praise you, Lord, for sending your word, dear Father, throughout this land. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sick, the shut-in, the ones that are in prison, inside of facilities, and inside of their minds. You know that you are the release. You have the key that will release, hallelujah, the freedom that is outside and bring it in. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You can release the illness that is inside of a man. And, dear Father, you can release it out. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity, dear Father, to be used by you, Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. And I ask that I may decrease, that you may increase, and that your word may send out, dear Father, and go here and there to the north and the south, to the east and to the west, in the nursing homes and in prisons. Dear Father, someone driving in a car right now, may the word touch and heal, protect their lives, ease the pain that is going through their mind. Hallelujah, we give you all the praise. We love you, dear Father, and we thank you, and we look forward to enjoying your word. We look forward to growing in your word, and And we're going to praise you tonight, Jesus. Accept our praise. Accept our praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We ask God to accept our praise, sisters and brothers, because it would come from a heart. We don't ever want to come to God just any kind of way. Let's come to him today with our outstretched hands. Let's come to him today with our hands stretched to the Lord. Let's give our heart to the Lord. In our hands tonight, let's put our hearts as we outstretch our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. It's been another wonderful day in the Lord. As always, it's a blessing just to be a part of anything that the Word is involving, to see the different things that are changing, to see people that are changing because of the Word. Hallelujah. You got a testimony out there? Something miraculous happened in your mind, happened in your spirit, happened in your soul, in your neighborhood because of the Word? What you're getting and how it's feeding you, how you're reaching out into the neighborhood, and you can see a change happening. And you say, why am I here, and what am I doing here? I know some evangelists and ministers, and you may get tired of the traveling, and you're here, and you're there, and sometimes it feels like that no one is really changing. But when you take your eye off of that problem, and you just keep your eye on the Lord, you keep your mind set on what he has for you, what he is telling you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. What a beautiful thing it is. What a beautiful thing. And we come just praising the Lord just for those things. Praising the Lord for his goodness. Praising the Lord for his mightiness. Praising the Lord because it's good to praise the Lord. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One more time. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God loved us before we loved ourselves. And if he loved us that much, hallelujah, we need to praise him. We need to come with him with praise and thanksgiving. And we get every day, he can give us new mercies. Every day, new forgiveness. Every day, he gives us new knowledge to go out and tackle the demons and the enemies of the world today. He doesn't tell us, sisters and brothers, that we have to get up another day on this Tuesday and use the same word that we had yesterday is going to kill our demons today. That is the truth. His word is forever, never changing. It's always the winning battle. But our mercies are new every day, refreshed. He gives us a new refreshing, a fresh anointing every day. A fresh anointing every day to go out and tackle the world, to go out and get done what we need to be done. New every day. Make sure that we come to the Lord each and every day with thanksgiving, with praise. Make sure that we come to the Lord asking for new mercies, asking for a fresh anointing to take us through another day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's good to praise the Lord. It is good to praise the Lord. And we're going to take a little time here and let's just go through and find out why it is good to praise the Lord. Why it is good to praise the Lord. Let's just start with, first, he's a wonderful Savior. He is. What a wonderful Savior that we serve. How can we praise him enough for what he did at Calvary? That alone. How can we praise him enough for what he has done for us at Calvary? See, when you think of what he's done, praise is activated in your life through thanksgiving. When you just think about it, when you get a true revelation of what actually took place at Calvary, if you can ever truly get that down off in your spirit, that if he, for no one else, if no one else was here, he still would have did it just for you. Hallelujah. It is parents who won't do that for their kids. But the ultimate Father of all said, I am the true creator. Hallelujah. When you think of what he's done, praise is just automatically activated in your life. You start to walk differently. You start to answer your questions differently. You start to speak differently. Before you make that decision, you start to go before your Father and you ask him for, what is your advice, Father? Which way do I do this? Before you build that home, you ask him, is this where it needs to be built at? Is this what I need to use? Before you take that job, regardless of how good the money looks, regardless of who it is that's hiring you, you learn to go before the Lord, and you take that too to the Lord, because his throne is the safe haven. And you take all that you have. You take all that you are, any decision, before you cash that check, before you write that check, before you buy that land, before you purchase that car, before you wed that husband, before you wed that woman, you take them before the Lord. You ask God, is this who it is that you have for me? Is this the one that you have me to start a marriage with? Not your emotions and how you feel. Not the looks that you get, that your boys give you to high five when they see her on your arm. Those looks can change. Those looks can change. Not the car that he drives, sister. Not the bank account that he has. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you, as you take them all before the Lord, your life starts to change. You start to just depend on giving him thanksgiving. You start to feel wrong if you're not praising the Lord. Hallelujah. It is born from a thankful heart. Your praise is born just like a baby is born. Your praise and thanksgiving, you have to give birth to it. And as you grow in it, you start to make changes in your life. Where you was accustomed to the nightlife, getting your money to live on, to feed your kids, by doing things that is not of Christ, doing things that was bringing you down, that had people looking down at you, doing things that you were not proud of, doing things that in the daytime when you go out, you were ashamed if someone saw you because you knew of the things that you was doing. Doing things that you would not want your mother, your father, to see or know that you're doing. But as you learn to praise, when you give your life to the Lord, and you confess your sins to the Lord, and you believe in your heart that God gave his only son, Jesus Christ, and that he gave his life on Calvary just for you, just for you. That's when the praise and the thanksgiving starts to activate in your lifestyle. That's when you give birth to a thankful heart. The thankful heart actually changes your life. The Bible tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. It says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Let's say it again. This is Psalms 104. Write it across your heart. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Not so much of what can you do for me, Daddy. Daddy, what do you have for me today? But enter into his gates with, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes. It's so many things. Leave not the small things out. It's so many things that we cannot thank him enough. We can't even think of all of the things because it's just so much just waking us up. We take it for granted, but that's something to be thankful for. Because you may not know anyone personally who did not wake up this morning. Oh, sisters and brothers, we do know thousands and thousands didn't come up from their beds last night. All age ranges, babies, all to the elderly, and everything in between. Somebody woke up and will not make it to work today. Somebody will make it to work but will not make it back home. Thanksgiving, food on your table. It may not be in your refrigerator what you prefer at this day and this time, but if you have food, I know we've got to the point that we're just so spoiled. We'll have canned goods. We'll have a freezer full of meats, but it's not what you want. So you say you don't have any food. You have nothing to eat. How dare you? Let's give thanksgiving. Be thankful in always, for all things. We're going to look down and see exactly why it's so important to be thankful. But let's just continue here just for another moment. We're going to move again. That was Psalms 104. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. God will take you from level to level. He'll take you higher and higher. You are right now with God where you want to be. Hallelujah. You are where you want to be with God right now. Because if you want to go higher, he will take you higher. If you want to go enter into the tabernacle and get closer into the presence, the true presence of the Lord, he will bring you there. You want to go behind the veil. You want to stop talking about I know God and actually get into where God is within you. You and he is like one. He will fulfill you till you can't walk, my sisters and brothers. You won't be able to talk. He will take you to levels. He will show you things that your eyes haven't seen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You hear his word. You hear his voice in ways that these carnal ears just haven't heard. You are where you want to be with the Lord. How far do you want to go with the Lord? How deep do you want to do? How high do you want to get? You've been getting high off of sweet wine, as they talk in the Old Testament. You've been getting high off of grass. You've been getting high off of heroin. You've been getting high off of addiction to lust in your heart. You've been getting high off of all kind of different things out here in the world that is against your body, against your mind, against your spirit. It's all working against you. You may not see the manifestation of how it's tearing you down today, but when you do start to see it, it could be too late. Not only will it ruin you, but you and your children and your children's children and generations to come before you. Remember where you are and what you stand for today is affecting not only you, but those around you. You say, evangelist, I don't even have kids. You're involved in someone's life. You don't live on this earth by yourself. You're involved in some life. And the life you live is touching, affecting. Someone's watching your life. They're watching the way you live your life. Hallelujah. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. In Psalms 107, 31. Psalms 107:31. It says, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. That's the reason to praise him, his goodness. His goodness. He's a good God. He's good. Long before Calvary, and certainly since then, you know, the forces of darkness have declared war against the kingdom of God. Of course. Well, you know what? Another thing here, the Bible tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So now if we know that that's what we're wrestling against, we see the enemy as the person, Jim down the street, Bob down the street, whatever. We're looking at the flesh and blood of it. But the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is he who is within that man. It is he who is within your wife that has her acting in demonic ways, that has her refusing to submit to you, submit to the Lord. It's not the flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6 and 12. Why wouldn't you serve the Lord? Why wouldn't you praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Let's go back and look at some of this here, spiritual wickedness in high places. Let's take a look at something. I'm sure we all remember about Herod in Acts, King Herod. Let's go ahead and take a look at Acts 12. Acts 12. Mighty King. Acts 12, verse 21. I'm going to make sure we give everybody an opportunity to get the sword. Always have your sword and be prepared for the word. Not just listening to the word, but I want to show you where the word is. I want you to be able to go back and find this in your time of need. Hallelujah. Remember everything that you learn as it benefits your life. You're responsible now to pass that on to someone. And you're going to need to know where the word is to show them. All right, Acts 12 and verse 21. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robe, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of a god, not a man." And immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God continued to increase and spread. Let's just read that one more time. Let's just read that one more time. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robes, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted. You know how it is. We lift people up on pedestals. People in high places. We have a tendency to want to praise them, to want to make them our God. We have a tendency to want to lift them up. They can have all kind of spiritual wickedness in them. High places. But we give them that power. We want to give them that joy. We want to make them our God. So now he's in his robe, in his royal robes. He's sitting on the throne. He sits on his throne. And he's delivering a public address to the people. the people shout. This is the voice of a God, not a man. And apparently, can you imagine that King Haran just hearing that just lifts him up even more. He even flips his collar a little bit, I'm sure. You know, can you see that? He's even, yeah, you're right. Not the voice of a man, the voice of a God. He's right. You know, I am as high as it gets. I am your God. But immediately, come on, sisters and brothers, say immediately, because Haran did not give praise to God. Who's trying to make you their God today? Who is it that's trying to make you their God? You better stop, sisters and brothers, and get that straight. Let them know you're not God. You have a creator who's your God. You're just a part of his creation. Hallelujah. If they see victory in your life, it's because you have a victor that gives you victory. Hallelujah. Because Haran did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God continued to increase and spread. The word still will be heard. Technical difficulties, the words will be heard. You raising up men to sit on pedestals and to look down at other men as though that they are gods. The word still will be heard. After they're long dead and gone, the word will still be heard. Let's just look back at a little bit about Haran before we even, we've got to the ending part of his life, and we see that not only did he die, we even see as you travel to Jerusalem and Israel, and you go through the different parts there, they show all the different Harans that was there and the kings, and this one in particular was a very overweight God, and they carried him around and different places, you know, because they're worshiping him, and he's just sitting there. He was a really overweight guy, and they just carried him everywhere, and he just sat there and ruled and sat on his throne, and now at the end we see that he's eaten by worms. Then it said, and died. So this was not a pretty death. And it wasn't just a situation of a quick and easy die, but it says he was eaten by worms and died. I mean, this took some time. Not an easy death. But we're going to look back up. If we go back up to beginning of verse 12, we're going to read starting at verse 1 to tell you a little bit of what led him to where he went. It was about this time that King Haran arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. So now the king was arresting Christians. He had James put to death with the sword. Now when he saw that this pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. And we know the story about how he took Peter and he planned to do the same thing with Peter. He threw Peter in prison. But we also know that the church was earnestly praying to God for Peter. We also know the story of how Peter was set free, how the angel of the Lord came and released the shackles. And Peter was sleep in the middle of two guards. I mean, King Haran had made sure that he sees some of the biggest guards, the strongest ones to be there. But the angel of the Lord came and released him, broke the chains for him, walked him right out of the jail, told him to get dressed, walked him out. Hallelujah. So when we see how King Haran was persecuting the Christians, and we see what came of it. So the enemy that is going against you today, sisters and brothers, the one on your job that may be fighting, giving you the most trouble of all, just keep on praying. Keep on praising. Keep on praising. Because that same one way or another, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. King Herod died because he did not give praise to the Lord. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. I know it may be something going on right now that has got you down. Something going on right now that has you brokenhearted. But while waiting for your breakthrough, start praising God. While waiting for your breakthrough, go ahead and start praising God. Start praising God. Let's go ahead and look at another example here. We do have a caller. God bless you. God bless you. We look in Daniel now. Let's go over to Daniel 4, King Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. We know the story. Let's look back again. We're giving God praise. Giving God praise. Let's go to Daniel 4, and let's just start at 29. Yeah, 29. Just giving God praise. And it says, 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence, my mighty power? And for the glory of my majesty? Now the words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the king, over the kingdom of men, and give them to anyone he wishes. Hallelujah. Now this was Daniel with the interpretation. Now the dream is going to be fulfilled. Now we start this off again with King Nebuchadnezzar. Is just all about him. He's looking around. We're going to go back and look and see what happened at the beginning. But, you know, he's going through and he's walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. And he says, you know, is this not the great Babylon that I built as the royal residence by my mighty power? And for the glory of my majesty. Be careful, sisters and brothers. When you build stuff up in your name, be careful, sisters and brothers. When you even build up your spouse, when you build up your kid, and they become more important to you, they become your God. You can't come to worship the Lord because Timmy has you've planned his soccer games right at the time of worship time. Well, your husband wants to go fishing at this time. That's what you do with him at that time. Now, hear me from the Spirit. Of course, there's nothing wrong with kids' activities. That's what we do. You're supposed to do. Of course, there's nothing wrong with spending time with your spouse, fishing, whatever it may be. But there's a set time. We have to stay thankful for just being able to do those things. So there's a set time for that. Hallelujah. There is a set time. God bless you. Let's just go back here. Now let's continue to read here. Now we're at verse 33. Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from the people and ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of the heaven until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird. Hallelujah. Because he did not give praise. Did not give praise. Don't let God have to take you down off of that, as they say, high horse. Because God will get your attention one way or another. Don't let him have to lay you down on a bed where to the world you're in a coma just so he can get your attention. Watch the choices that you make. So now let's go ahead and go with verse 34. Now at the end of that time, now the king himself is speaking. He said, I raised my eyes towards heaven, and my sanity was restored. It says, then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. It says, his dominion is an eternal dominion. Hallelujah. When you've been through some things and he has bought you out of some things, sometimes you raise up your hand and then you come through on, when you find out that I am alive through all of this, I made it, it had to be you. I have to serve you, God. This man was out here fighting the cattle for grass. His nails was just like the claws of a bird. His hair grew like the feathers of an eagle. But at the end of that time, he said, I raised my eyes towards heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High God. Hallelujah. You must give God praise. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. Now he's just shouting. He's just shouting now with praise. He says, his dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. Let's just flip back just for a minute. Remember now, he was just talking about his palace and how he built it for his majesty. But when God gets your attention, and if you are still alive, you're going to have to give him some praise. Hallelujah. He said, all the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. That's including him. He said, all the people. He does as he pleases. God does as he pleases. And with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth, no one can hold back his hand. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? And at the same time that my sanity, the king is still talking, was restored, he said, my honor and splendor was returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before. Hallelujah. Now I, King Nebuchadnezzar, praised and exalted and glorified the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. That's why pride is such a thing that God does not tolerate. But God is able to humble those who walk in pride. You said, I got too much. What do I need with the Lord? Anything I've asked for, I pretty much have got. I got the girl that I wanted. I got the husband that I wanted. I got this, I got that. I got the 2.5 kids. I got the house with the picket fence. I got. You better learn to give. You better take out the opportunity to give. And you better start with praising God. Give praise to the Lord. Give in praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Again, you want to be uplifted? You want power? You want glory? Start praising. Those that are still in Lodabar, you're waiting to be uplifted. You're waiting to get that power that you know that God has put a vision in your mind. You're waiting on it. You're waiting on the glory. Start praising. Praise your way all the way through it. While waiting for your breakthrough, start praising. Start praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. God is a good God. When we don't praise, we set ourselves up for failure. But God will get our attention. One way or another, God will get our attention. Look at all the things that are going around. We got praise reports in the midst of all the turmoil. You hear about more earthquakes, and it's global now. It's global. You know, in Revelation, it says when Jesus comes back, his feet is going to touch on the mountains, and it's just the earth is just going to split. You know? We have to get ready. We have to live our life like this is the rest of our life. This could be it. Whether we make it to the day that he actually comes back and the stars start to applauding him, and then we all behold him at that time, or whether he take us before that. One thing about it, we're all living here. We have to make our decisions of when we're going and where we're going. This is going to be for eternity, sisters and brothers. This is going to be for eternity. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We have a lot more on this here series here. We're just going to take out some time because just to go back and look at some of the things real quickly. We're running short on time here, but just want to go back on King before they actually got into the whole thing with him. I think we'll just wait on that because it's a little bit more and we want to go deep onto it. So we're going to pick that up on our next hour. I do have a couple of announcements just to make. Again, we do apologize for any technical difficulty, but the word is the word. The word will be heard. Before we go into our announcements, we just want to go ahead and just say our prayer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the opportunity for your word. We thank you, Jesus, for everyone who is live and even in the archives, dear Father. Dear Father, we thank you that your word is good today, tomorrow, yesterday, and forevermore. We thank you, Jesus, for the word of just giving you praise. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We glorify you. I have a reason to praise you. We have a reason to praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you accept our praise. Hallelujah. May it be a praise like Jehoshaphat. In the midst of all of his enemies, he decided to send out his singers to just give you praise. Not sitting about worrying about how am I going to make it through all of these enemies that have surrounded me. He said, but I'm going to send out my singers to praise God. So we send up praise to you, God. In the midst, before we start our day, we send up praise to you. Before we go out on our jobs or before we even go outside of our doors to even get into our vehicles, we send out praise to you, God. Hallelujah. We ask you to accept our praise. We glorify you and we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, who is able to do all things, we praise you. Amen. And to anyone who is willing and ready to open their hearts, say, Evangelist, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Accept Lord Jesus in your heart. You must believe that God gave his only begotten Son. And you have to confess with your mouth that you're a sinner. Invite God into your life. Believe that Jesus gave his life for you, that you can be free from the bondage that is holding you down, that you can be free to give God praise. We live in a great country. We live in a great world. God has provided that even in countries where you are not able to speak freely of God, oh, but in your mind, you have your own private prayer closet where you can speak to the Lord. There's an opportunity for us all to get closer, to grow. If you accept him, you believe it, and you confess in your heart, our Father said that you're saved. That means you can run to him in time of comfort. That means that you need to start relying on him, just like a baby relies on a parent. That means that you, regardless of how far you go, how much you grow, you never turn your back on him. You know that all of the answers are still there with him. You know in your heart, and you will learn to trust and believe that he will never leave you, even in the midst of trouble, trials, triumph. He's still there. He's waiting for you. His hand is extended towards you. Come and ask him into your situation today. Whatever that situation is, ask God to just extend his mighty hands towards that situation. Hallelujah. He will hold you in the time of comfort. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just give him thanksgiving. Give him praise. Pick up a Bible. Again, I remind anyone in need of a Bible, get in touch with me. You can always reach me at www.blogtalkradio.com/evangelistvon. You can go to my email address at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I'd be more than happy to get a Bible sent out to you. You need your sword. It's something that you're going to learn to depend on. You can go about 40 days without food. You can go so many days without water. But you can't go without hope. You can't make it without the Lord's word. You can't make it without that hope. Your hope has to rely on the Lord. He actually has to become your parent. You have to see him as your creator. Just like if you're molding some clay, he is the molder. He knows the plans he has for you. So God bless you. God keep you. Remember, the word will work if you work it. Walkwithmegod@aol.com. Feel free to stop in at any time. Here on the Blog Talk Radio. Get in the chat room. Leave me a message. We'll set up something where if you want to come on live and talk, we'll do that. But God bless you. But remember what you've learned tonight. Remember the words. Look into the book of Daniel. Just read back forward for yourself. Go back through some of the and Daniel 4 and 29. Start at 29. Work your way through that. Take the chapters. The word is good. It tastes and see that the word is good. You get so consumed up in it before you know it, you're just gone all through it. Because the word is good. Taste it. Don't just take my word for it. Dive in there yourself. When your family's in need, it's hard for you to remember what it was that the evangelist said. But when you have the word in your heart, you can pull back on it. He's, The Bible says, my Father says, that the word will not come back to him void. So speak that word to him. He gives it to us. It will not come back to him void. How is it going to come back to him? You've got to speak that word back to the Lord. He gives it to you. You speak it back. And he does what his word says. His word works. You've got to do something. You've got to know the word. You've got to know what to speak back to the Lord. You need to speak to your situation the words that the Lord has given to you. Oh, I feel somebody right now is receiving that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you all. God keep you. Virgin Lindsay, God bless you. I praise the Lord with you. God bless you. I do apologize again for any difficulties in there. It will be in the archive. God bless you. Come anytime. God bless you. Until then, remember, for all the brokenhearted, all you have to do is come. God is waiting on you.
I know he will make me. The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Come.
All you gotta do is come.
While listening to these songs, if you realize that you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, I would be very honored to introduce you not to religion, but to a relationship. Just pray with me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me, rose for me, and you're coming back again for me. Forgive me for all my sins. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. I am saved. Welcome to the family.
God bless you all.